Dianetics began primarily as Hubbard's explanation of the mind and human behavior. Scientology developed as Hubbard's teaching became increasingly spiritual and religious. Official Scientology accounts describe Dianetics as an important step toward the development of Scientology. They teach that the application of Dianetics led participants to report experiences understood as past lives and separation of the spiritual being from the body. Scientology then developed around the identity, freedom, and advancement of that spiritual being. Official Church of Scientology. Within Scientology, the person is understood primarily as a spiritual being called a Thetan. Scientology teaches that a person does not merely possess a spirit. The person fundamentally is a spirit who has a mind and uses a body. This distinction is central. Dianetics addresses the effects of the mind upon the body. Scientology presents a broader path intended to increase the awareness, freedom, and ability of the spiritual being. The word Scientology is officially explained as meaning something like knowing how to know. Scientology describes itself as the study and handling of the spirit in relationship to itself, other life, and the universe. This transition from Dianetics to Scientology reflects an important human longing. People want more than relief from emotional distress. They want to know who they are. They want to understand the meaning of life. They want freedom, knowledge, spiritual ability, and hope beyond death. Christianity takes these longings seriously, but it answers them differently. The Bible does not teach that the true self is a spiritual being temporarily using a body. God created human beings as embodied persons. Our bodies are not disposable containers or temporary instruments. Bodily life is part of God's good creation. Sin and death have damaged human life, but God does not save us by freeing our spirits from our bodies. The Christian hope is bodily resurrection. Jesus Christ became truly human. He suffered physically, died physically, and rose bodily from the grave. His resurrection reveals God's purpose to redeem the whole person and ultimately renew creation. Christianity also teaches that human beings are creatures, not unlimited spiritual beings. We are dependent upon God. We have real responsibility and meaningful abilities, but we do not become spiritually free by discovering that we possess hidden divine powers. True freedom comes through reconciliation with God. Jesus said that the truth would set his followers free. This freedom is not independence from God or mastery over the universe. It is freedom from the condemnation and dominion of sin. It is freedom to love God and neighbor. It is freedom to live as a restored image bearer under the lordship of Christ. When speaking with a Scientologist, a Christian leader might ask, "What has Scientology taught you about who you truly are?" After listening carefully, the leader might ask, "Would you be willing to hear how Christianity understands the relationship between the spirit, the body, and the hope of resurrection?" That question creates a respectful bridge. We listen before comparing. We clarify the meaning of words. We explain the Christian hope without pressure. Then we trust the Holy Spirit with the outcome.